This podcast is brought to you by In the Vines. In the Vines, your favorite podcast for all of your wine news. Today, In the Vines would like to remind you of a beautiful wine, Nassau Sino Mavro 2015. A delicious wine from Greece. On the nose, ripe berries, strawberries, specifically very light. Hints of kind of a jammy note to start. Almost a little like a gamay. We've got a little bit of earth on the nose and pine. But for the most part, it just has that kind of a little bit of, you know, overly kind of ripe fruit that you might get in a brand new open can of jelly or jam, specifically strawberry.
In the vines.
Sta bella.
The acid's good. The acid's very nice on this. It's heavy. It's definitely one of the most defining features. The tannin is very minimal. It's a very kind of light mouthfeel, but the acid kind of is like really bites you and grips you. Similar to that of like a Barbera, but the Barbera would just typically carry a little more weight from what you'd expect. This is a great wine. I really like this. This is actually kind of reminds you the most of like a Gamay, but specifically like a Gamay from the Loire, where it's a little softer, a little lighter, but very, very along that tone. I mean, I'd give it a solid.
Rick Angelstrom is in the vines right now.
We're going on a scale of 20. I'd give it a solid 14.5. We're doing 0.5 increments, you know? We'll just make that the standard starting today. 20 with 0.5 increments. What's that? And that's our callback to Bud Light. Remember, when you're not drinking wine, make sure to drink Bud Light, brought to you by Anheuser-Busch.